But even still, but your example was for someone who doesn't know the area, which means I would bet you anything.
Location,
you find a
location.
No.
Location.
Yeah. But where do people spend all their time? Seriously.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing.
No, tell me the last time. Tell me the last. No, hold on. Tell me the last time you went anywhere and drove around to find something. Tell me the last time you didn't pull your phone out, and I will tell you you're lying.
Welcome to Small Business BS, the podcast designed to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit through thought-provoking ideas and actionable business strategies. Each week, entrepreneurs Adam Whitmer and Jeff Gargis dive into creative marketing hacks, proven sales methods, and clever growth strategies. Get ready to unlock the full potential of your business with insights that are both fun and impactful. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Gargis and Adam Whitmer.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Small Business BS podcast. I'm Adam Whitmer, and I'm here with my co-host, Jeff Gargis. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about the single most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business. So, Jeff, what I want to do is I want to put you on the spot. We haven't talked a lot about where this episode is going to go, but I want to ask you, what is the single most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business? And you get a single answer, one answer. I want to know what you believe is the single most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business, a small local business that has a storefront, somebody that's not a digital business. What would be the single most effective marketing tool? And I guarantee you, you're going to be wrong. And so I'm going to tell you you're wrong, and I'll explain why, but I want to see what your thoughts are. And we haven't talked about this ahead of time, so you get one choice. Jeff, what do you think is the single most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business, and why? Why do you think that is?
Local SEO.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is the SEO work that is specific to your local searches, meaning when I search, I live in, Stowe, Ohio. When I search food or breakfast in Stowe, Ohio, do you come up or not? When I search bike shop, Stowe, Ohio, when I open up my maps and I search for bike shop, does it pull you up? Are you one of the ones that shows up, and are you first, or where do you place? So the SEO work that is specific to that. So that's different than if you think about an online or someone who serves, anywhere. You're trying to, trying to rank for specific keywords or phrases that are broad, and not necessarily broad because that's not the right word, but like could be from anywhere. Could be someone searching anywhere. Local is focusing more on your actual local by either city, town, maybe even state if you want to go that far, but typically city, town, close to that, and the region that you service, so that when someone in your local town who is more likely to come to your restaurant or your coffee shop or your tire shop or whatever searches, you're going to show up as one of the options for them to get to.
Okay. So local SEO. Now for people listening who own a brick and mortar business, they may say, what the heck is SEO? How do I do that?
Sure.
So how would this look, taking it down to the next level? Like what would they need to do?
So yeah, so there's a few, there's some stuff that goes into, setting up your My Google Business page or whatever Google's calling it these right now. They seem to change all the time. But like the way in which you show up on Google search specific to the maps, like someone puts in your business, your address, how that shows up, because you can do some keyword optimization there. I guess first, let me step back to the first initial question is, what the heck is that SEO? If you don't know what we're talking about there, that's perfectly fine. Search engine optimization is what we're talking about. And that is simply just the practice of creating content, both in a sense of like creating content, but also think about that the way you build your website, the way you build your pages, the way you get your reviews, the way you're on Yelp, all those things that play into, do you come up when someone searches on the internet for words and things that you want them to find you for, if that makes sense. And so from a local standpoint, that gets into getting more specific about the keywords and phrases that you're targeting. So for example, instead of me trying to target, I don't know why I keep going to like bike shop, like bike repair, it's bike repair in Akron, Ohio, bike repair in Northeast Ohio, and things of that nature, like getting a little more specific. Instead of, fine dining it's fine dining in Chicago or fine dining in on Michigan Avenue or whatever. So when you go from SEO to local SEO, you're getting much more specific about the location and the region that you're trying to target. And so, but I also think when you go into specifically local SEO, things like your Yelp reviews and Google reviews and stuff like that become much, much more important than if you're a business that just sells services online or something of that nature. So that's what that, if we go deeper in that, we're going to need a lot more time, I think.
Well, and we have gone deeper than that. We have prior episode that you can probably look up for us and share later at the end of this, but SEO. So you chose to go the SEO route, which makes sense because if somebody is, you know, searching for the products and services that your business offers, you want to show up in those results so that you have at least a chance of providing those products or services for somebody who is actively looking for what you sell. So you went the SEO route with that as being the most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business. You're wrong. You're wrong, Jeff. Here's the thing. That's not the most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business, a small business with a physical location. What is the single most effective marketing tool for a brick and mortar business is their storefront. It's the sign. It's the way their business projects to people who drive by. And so what people see and what people understand when they drive by and the perception that they get is going to be the most effective marketing tool for these businesses. And for example, I think of in my town, we've got a town that's built on this circle. We call it the mound. We call it the circle. It's basically a roundabout that's been there for over 100 years. Now, some cities in the United States are becoming roundabout crazy. We're seeing a lot more in my area. My brother lives in Carmel, Indiana, that has well over 100 roundabouts, and they're getting rid of every traffic signal, putting in roundabouts. But my small town had roundabouts before there were cars. And so they have this roundabout in the center of town, which is really the town square. And there were businesses on that square. And those businesses are seen by thousands of people on a daily basis. And their signage is so important to their business because some businesses, you look at it, you have no idea what it means. And you're not sure what it means when you drive by. But some of them, you know exactly what it means. If, for example, this is a real business. It's a great business in town. But there is a business I'll go over a couple on the square, Jeff. One is called Monument Pizza. What do you think that they offer as a pizza business? They offer pizza. They're a pizza pub. That's exactly what they are. And they look like a pizza pub. There's another business called The Bent Fork. Now, what do you think the bent fork is?
Some sort of food.
No, it's a boutique. It's a female clothing design store.
Sure.
So that's my point is some businesses are really easy to understand and some are not. Now, the bent fork's a great business they do really well. They've got their niche and our town knows what it is. But if you were just somebody driving through, you would think it's food. And what would happen is you would go to the bent fork, realize it's not food, and then you would go next door to Monument Pizza and eat. So it kind of works out for Monument Pizza because they get the overflow traffic of people who might think that's a restaurant. But I'm saying I think the single most effective marketing tool is the storefront.
I don't know if I could disagree more. Here's my reason why. It's because I agree with you if it's 2003. But you'd find me 100 people, 99 of them pull their phone out and look for pizza or for boutique. They don't drive through the town to figure out where they're going. The only people who are just going, maybe walking down, like are people who already know, like because they're in their town. But like who drives through and goes, let me go see what I can find? No, you pick up your phone and you say, well, I'm looking for this. So I'm going to find it, which means you have to have the SEO or else it doesn't work. Because like the Bent Fork, yeah. But if they are ranking well for boutique or whatever the heck they sell in that boutique, and if Monument Pizza is ranking well for pizza, it doesn't matter. Like they could literally call Big Joe's Buffalo Shop, but if it's ranking well for words for people who are looking for pizza, they're still gonna get found. And when I find it, I'm gonna learn that it's a pizza shop. It doesn't matter what the title is at that point. It matters how does it show up and how does it rank. So I don't know if I could, I I could disagree more if you said other things. So I think what you're saying is important, but actually me, the more important part of what you're saying is actually not your example of the roundabout has nothing to do with signage. It's location. That's even more important, right? Because if I'm not on a busy highway, I'm not getting those 1,000 people. Because if I'm off the one street before and I'm not where visitors travel through, I'm not getting any, which means I have to have the SEO because my storefront is irrelevant because no one's driving by anyway. And if I'm in a local SEO, if you're talking about people traveling through who don't know the area already, I'm typically on a main road or a freeway, which means if I'm not on there, I'm not getting seen anyway, which means my storefront is literally valueless. But my SEO is absolutely valuable because it's the only way they know. The only signage that would actually matter would be the signage on the, if you're on like an interstate signage, or whatever, which is typically only going to be your big brands. So yeah, I disagree, which is what we were supposed to do. So I guess that's success for this.
Well,
this
Jeff, episode. You're wrong because you're wrong here because
I'm not, you're only right. If it's 25 years ago,
location. Location still matters today.
And so I know, but you're not talking about, signage. You didn't say location.
I didn't say signage. I said the storefront.
But your example was for someone who doesn't know the area, which means I would bet you anything.
Location,
you find a
location.
No.
Location.
Yeah. But where do people spend all their time? Seriously.
Okay. Okay. So here's the thing.
Tell me the last time you went anywhere and drove around to find something. Tell me the last time you didn't pull your phone out, and I will tell you you're lying.
Last week, I was in Wisconsin. I drove by, on my way to where I was going, following my GPS, I drove by a store that I saw that I visually, the next day, I circled back and went to. And this was just last week in Wisconsin, in Madison, where I'd never been.
Effective, not the most effective. You said single most. I literally, I'm going to look into the data.
Okay.
I guarantee the data proves it wrong.
Let me clarify something with you. I said single most. You said SEO because I had two things ready to go here. I had Google Business Profile. So you said SEO. You took both of my options that I was going to argue you with. So I had to wing this on the fly. I had to come up with something different.
To be fair, if you come at Adam and make him go against SEO, that's a tough one because you and I are big fans of it.
Well, I was expecting you to say either a website or a Google Business Profile.
And then you were going to be able to go the other way.
I was going to argue the other one. And you said SEO, which encompassed both.
So here's the catch though. If I wouldn't have gone with local SEO, most likely I would have went with location.
Yeah.
Because I do think probably it's one of those two. One of us is right or wrong in that for sure. Like if you were looking at the data, and that's because your website's fine, but not if no one finds it, right? So it doesn't matter, right? And if you have a great location, your website can be sometimes, you know what I mean? In a lot of ways, right? I will say this though, if you could have the best location in the history of all locations for every business ever, but if you got crappy online reviews and crappy SEO, it's not working.
That may not be true though, because there are some businesses, for example, Chick-fil-A built their business in food court malls. And so their location was in food court malls, and regardless of what the reviews were, people were going to eat because they were in a location where people needed to eat.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great business strategy for 2025. Get food courts and malls. So this is actually my actual argument against it, is because that is absolutely 100% true 20 years ago. In 2025, that does not work, which means
location can break your business too, though. That's the problem, is your location can break
your
business.
Right. Yeah. I remember in the financial service, we talked last episode about my life there. There was a guy I work with who had, it was like a second career for him. He owned 86, 87 Burger Kings in Ohio. I think he was like the number one owner of Burger Kings in Ohio. And he would talk us, I don't remember what the numbers were, but it was a lot of money to like buy a Burger King. And don't quote me on this because it's wrong, but I'm just going to say the numbers for like pure shock. It was shocking like how often one of the stores would just not work out because of a location. And he was literally like, this corner versus that corner on an intersection. He's like, put one here, profitable in 5 years. Put one here, never going to make profit. And I'm like, that's insane. Yeah. But that's a location, right? Yeah. So, and then he was also a big brand. So that's different, obviously, than most brick and mortar that we're talking about. But yeah, I think for me, the biggest thing is the location, I think, is not as important anymore just because of how people find things. I think people, like, I live in Stowe. Like, when I want to eat, what do? I literally put my phone up and I put restaurants, even though I know half of them or probably most of them, because I'm like, well, where do I want to go today? I don't know. Let me. Right. What's actually closest, even though I know, like how lazy am I today?
Right.
But yeah, so I love the fact that you were going to go there anyway. So that's good.
Well, here's the thing. I know. And here's the thing too. I think that's funny to think, well, to sum it up, let's do this. Yeah, so I think that the single most important thing personally is a Google business profile, or whatever you call it, whatever Google calls it today.
Yeah.
Somebody searches your business, does that little profile of your business with the picture, the phone number, the website, and the reviews pop up appropriately?
Which, so, to be clear, is your digital storefront. So
that is your digital store. Well, sort of.
To an extent.
Because the website's the digital storefront.
But that is the equivalent of your location, right?
Yes.
Because that's the digital storefront that I walk past, right?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That's correct.
So yep. To your point, that profile needs to be like the pizza shop, not like the bent fork.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And so it needs to show up. It needs to make sense. It needs to be accurate too. I don't know how many times, Jeff, especially in small businesses, they say on the Google business profile, it's open till 10 and you show up at 9:05 and
they're closed for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. They've been closed for an hour and you kind of, they're there and you say, well, Google says you're open till 10. They're like, oh, we changed our hours 5 years ago. And so my question is, why didn't you update it? So I do think it's just so important that businesses don't underestimate the value of the Google business profile to make sure it's up to date, to make sure it's current. So to me, that's the most important thing. I thought this would be
this was fun. I hope people enjoyed us yelling at each other. But like to give the credit where credit due is, like, there are some businesses that they don't do that because they're like, it doesn't matter. We just service our local customers. They like us. And here we are, like, you know what I mean? And that's fine. Like, I think that's dangerous because new people come in, people move, people pass away. Like, you know, I mean, like, you gotta, you know, but yeah. So, but it is interesting because I do think that is essentially like that's your initial sign for people. Hopefully they then click through to your website and get the actual storefront, the actual, you know, invitation and knowledge or whatever. But I'm interested to hear what people listen and think, if they agree with that, or if they're like, no, actually it's this thing that you guys didn't even talk about. I don't know what that would be, but.
Well, here's what it might be, is it might be word of mouth referrals, because I met a business owner several years ago who he had on the main street of our town. He's since retired, but I met him nearly 10 years ago. And on the main street of our town, he had this business with a great location, but his sign, the sign that had been there for years, was blank white. It didn't have the name of the business on it. Now, down below, there was a marquee that he could put words up, and he put the name of the business. So let's just say it was Whitmer Photography. I'm Adam Whitmer. That wasn't the business, but he had Whitmer Photography on the bottom. But the sign didn't have a logo or a name or anything. And I ended up meeting him at this event. I asked him about that. I said, hey, have you thought about putting up a sign? He said, no. He's like, I don't want more business. I have so much business that I can barely keep up right now because of word of mouth referrals. I don't want to put a sign up because I don't want more business. And I was shocked. But for him, the single most effective marketing tool for him, who he'd been in business for 30 years, it was word of mouth referrals at this point. Now, for some businesses who are starting, it's probably not word of mouth referrals. But if you've been in business for 30 years, it might be. So I think that's one. But I would also be interested to hear what other listeners see as the single most effective marketing tool for their business.
Yeah, word of mouth is super. Yeah, that you're right. Like that's because if you think about it, like Google pay, like reviews, Yelp reviews, that's just word of mouth. But when you talk about like word of mouth, like literally word of mouth, that's a lot stronger because that's someone I know, not someone on the internet. Right. So yeah, that's a good contender too, I think, as well. So Yeah, definitely want to let us know, because I'm curious to hear one who, if they agree with how, where we went and how we initially started, or if they're like, no, it's this other thing. You guys are stupid. It's postcards. I don't know. It's radio ads. It's billboards. But I think the, but then I think it's not, because like, to your point that we've kind of, we've established in a few different ways here that a lot of it, it kind of depends on the business, right? And it possibly depends on the business and the business's goals and the location, all that. Like, all that, I think, then determines what might be the most important, right? Because to your point, and I know I made fun of it, but like, you know, a food court, the way in which you show yourself there, and are you out doing free, you used to always get the free samples, right? That was probably one of the most effective things, right? Because the location was the same for those six places that are all in there, right? So like, that would change for that particular store, because like, my location is great, but my actual most effective is this. I have someone that's always out there handing out our chicken, so you taste it and you're like, oh, I'm sold. Versus, you know, the person that is right off the freeway, that's a highly traveled thing. Well, then a billboard might be the most effective thing for them, right? Because I got to get the people who are driving 70 miles an hour to see it. They got to see that, whatever that might be. So I think like everything, like a lot of it, it's going to be different business to business. But this was fun. I enjoyed this one. This was good.
Yeah, that was the goal. Try to change it up and keep the whole BS part of Small Business BS Podcast.
I'm glad I got you a little bit. That I made you go to a different route that you wanted.
Yeah,
to
go, so. You hijacked the whole episode, Jeff. That's what you tend to do.
You know, that is my goal here. That's my part of the BS, my friend.
It is. And just to clarify, BS actually stands for business strategy, not anything else.
It does not. It's
business strategy. So. All right. Any tools, resources you want to share for this, Jeff? Where can people find you if they want to learn more about you or what you have to offer?
I'm going to change it up. If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram @_JeffGargas, G-A-R-G-A-S. I'm @JeffGargas on everything else, but on stupid Instagram, it's _JeffGargas. So
very nice. And you can find me at my website at businessstrategyschool.com. So, well, that's all we have for this episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. For more information on this episode and other episodes, go to smallbusinessbs.com. Until next time, have fun, be strategic, and get out there and grow your businesses. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Small Business BS Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow entrepreneurs. Until next time, keep thinking big and taking action in your business, one step at a time.